sat in the car. I reached the shore before sunrise, and I watched the moon and the stars. I'll tell them everything about us.
This is the voice of Elisa Toffoli. Elisa, she goes only by her first name, is an Italian singer. She writes most of her songs in English. This tune, The Waves, is from Elisa's latest recording, Dancing.
Somewhere I'm sure that I won't see your face. I won't see you
Elisa is an Anglophone when it comes to songwriting, in part because of her pop music influences, Jim Morrison and the Doors and the Rolling Stones especially, but she also took a deep interest in the poetry of Rudyard Kipling. When she was growing up in Trieste, English transported Elisa.
I just like the way it sounds, and when I was really young, I think I was very shy to share with others what I was really saying in my songs, and the fact that nobody understood because nobody spoke English. It was really about feelings and states of mind, or sometimes it was about little fights or big fights, you know, or incomprehensions with family and friends, like stuff that you go through when you're growing up.
Elisa does write the occasional song in Italian. Most significantly, when she was 22, she wrote this tune, Luce.
Siamo nella stessa lacrima. Sole e una stella, luce che cade dagli occhi.
That's Elisa performing Luce for us in the studios of KCRW in Santa Monica. In 2001, a year after Elisa wrote it, she took Luce to the prestigious San Remo Festival, Italy's toughest pop music competition. She took the Critics' Prize and the Grand Prize. Elisa Buzz snowballed after that. She performed with Pavarotti, and every CD she releases in Italy seems to sell in the hundreds of thousands. Elisa's 2006 Greatest Hits album sold over 700,000 copies. Now she's launching herself in the States. Next week, she heads off on a 17-date North American tour that begins in Toronto. Her label, Sugar Music, has found that Elisa already has a small following in North America, among Italians and in the gay community. Sugar Music has decided to follow those demographics and that money. Elisa is going along with the marketing plan, but with her arms wide open to all audiences.
Marketing and like music, it's very normal to have them mix, and marketing supporting music and music supporting marketing. But it's very exclusive to say that this is only going to be for Italian people and gay people. I would like to say that this is for anybody that want to hear this. Doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, what is your sexual preference.
Elisa wrote all the songs on her debut North American release, except one. It's Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. And though the tune is slowly turning into a cliché cover, Elisa takes full ownership of it. And that's what we leave you with today.
But baby, I've been here before. I've seen this room and I've walked this floor. I used to live alone before I knew you. I've seen your flag on the marble arch, but love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah, hallelujah.
Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Join us online at theworld.org. We'll be back on Monday.